I think any time you have a commission to look at something such as the CFC, the Combined Campaign, Federated Campaign, it is always wise to keep in mind that there are new technologies that are available that should be utilized. I think as we look at the economic issues that are currently in place, we need to make sure that the campaign meets the needs of the federal employees. One of the main issues was that we had a very proactive commission of, I believe it was two co-chairs and 28 members. All of them participated and had some outstanding suggestions. As any commission, you have some debates going on what is the best. I think we came up with a report that made some changes, such as looking at retirees to be included, which previously had not been. Today, retirees are used to contributing to the Federated Campaign, and therefore to lose them would be unfortunate. There are some major changes. One of them is dealing with the new technology. We need to streamline some of our policies to incorporate the new technology, which will be cost-effective in the long run.
And you also dealt with the March 2012 Inspector General report.
For the... We dealt with that very, very carefully and very vocally with the recommendations and the concerns. I think as we looked at that issue, we found that there were some major changes that they had looked at. By the same token, they weren't earth-shaking.
Now, one of the recommendations is reducing training costs. What's that all about specifically?
When you have a training cost, I think we looked at consolidating many of the area or some of the areas. And when you consolidate, you eliminate a large number of people having to be trained to a smaller number. When we looked at the new technology, which I have said was not being utilized, but I think will be used, and then eliminating some of the layers that were there.
And when you talk about consolidating, I mean, specifically, what are we talking about and how is that kind of going back to address the findings that the Inspector General brought to surface in March, where perhaps, you know, several hundred thousand dollars were questioned as to whether they were spent effectively? It wasn't all training, but that was part of it.
Yep. I think we've put in place some suggestions, and the report will go to Director Barry. And he will be the one to final sign off on that report. But keeping in mind the inspector's recommendations or concerns, I think we have addressed those in the report.
Now, also earlier this year in the May CFC 50 Commission meeting, you discussed, or the task force there discussed, appreciation events and awards and such. And one of the ideas was being clear about the amount of awards not exceeding gift restrictions for government federal employees, which in most cases is $20.
Yep.
So did you deal with that in this report, and how?
I think we did. It was my understanding we had a lot of discussion on that. And we addressed that to make sure that we were lean, mean, and hungry. And were able to get the contributions to the charities that was the original intent of setting up CFC.
But one of the concerns that was brought up, though, was, you know, these appreciation events, people come lean, mean, and hungry too as well. And, you know, the issue of light refreshments and such. And one of the concerns was that, you know, if we kind of regulate saying no light refreshments or you may be going overboard by saying, you know, kind of putting too many restrictions on what CFC funds can be used for.
The report basically is a work in progress.
Uh-huh.
It is up to the director to make those kind of decisions. We met with him on several occasions as we worked through some of the major changes. I think one of the ones that I found important was the retired community, which previously was not included.
And the other set of recommendations I want to tackle is the CFC infrastructure. The report kind of divvied up the recommendations, as you know, into several categories. And one of them was creating a one-stop shop, a central website that lists all national and local charities, has a robust search function, and allows centralized online giving. That sounds, on the surface, it sounds like a simple solution. Why was this so important to the commission?
Well, when we are looking at the new generation that are beginning to retire or be active as federal employees, the majority of them, I look at my grandchildren and children, they do everything on the web. And a lot of individuals find that's the one place that they go to for information. So we wanted to make sure that we were moving in the direction to meet the needs of the younger people coming in as federal employees. At the same time, those that are there mid-level understand where we're going.
And the last recommendations I wanted to ask you about was standardizing and improving how payroll offices provide donor pledge reports to campaigns.
Yep. It seemed that there were five or six or more different forms. If you can standardize it, it makes it much simpler, especially when we have a federal workforce that moves around considerably. Standardization is one of the things that's important to them.
And is there anything else in the report that you think is particularly important for the CFC, but also that other agencies could learn from perhaps when there's money involved?
Well, I think one of the things that we were looking at as we did the report, how much of the recommendations that we made could the director put into place without having to go to congressional intent? And I think we were able to address that substantially, that there are many of the majority of the recommendations can be done by the director.
And your hope is that the director would adopt all of these recommendations. Obviously, that's his discretion, but
It is his discretion, but as we looked at, we were hoping to get some of them addressed early on. I think we're now talking about 2013.